Chapter 9 Review. Inheritance allows a derived class to inherit the data and methods of a base class. In this way, we only have to write the general shared code once, and we can pass it along to the specific classes via inheritance, thereby saving work and reusing code. Furthermore, from an object-oriented programming standpoint, C++ inheritance allows us to model real-world inheritance relationships in code, thereby allowing us to more closely model real-world objects with software objects. For the exam, make sure you understand the syntax of inheritance, why it is useful, and the order in which constructors and destructors are invoked. Also make sure you understand the difference between the protected and private keywords. When a class contains a variable of some type t as a member variable, we say the class has a t. When we compose a class out of other types, object-oriented programmers use the term composition to denote this. That is, the class is composed out of those other types. When a class A inherits publicly from a class B, object-oriented programmers say that we are modeling an is-a relationship. That is, A is a B, but not conversely. Essentially, this is what public inheritance means, is-a. If derived is a base, then we can switch back and forth between the derived object and its base part via pointer casting. We use the term upcast when casting up the inheritance chain, that is, from a derived object to its base part. Likewise, we use the term downcast when casting down the inheritance chain, that is, from the base part to the derived object. Note that downcasting is not always safe. Remember, a derived object is a specific kind of base object, but not conversely. In other words, a derived object will always have a base part, but a base object does not necessarily have part of a derived object. In base pointer base equals new derived, we see that the variable base has the static type base and the dynamic type derived. A possible exam question might ask you to identify the static and dynamic types of a variable. Polymorphism allows us to upcast concrete types to a more general type, but such that the program still knows to invoke the methods that correspond to the object's dynamic types. Virtual functions are what make a type polymorphic. Polymorphism is important, and there will be some exam questions on it. You will have to look at code that uses polymorphism and indicate what is happening. You can also expect some questions on how virtual functions work. An abstract class is a class that contains pure virtual functions. A pure virtual function is a virtual function that is declared in the base class, but is not implemented in the base class. It is the responsibility of derived classes to override the pure virtual functions and provide an implementation for them. Derived classes must override and implement every pure virtual function an abstract class declares. Also realize that not every method in an abstract class must be pure virtual. However, it only takes one to make the class abstract. A virtual function can be modified to pure virtual by appending the function signature with the syntax equals zero. Note that an object of an abstract class cannot be instantiated. Interfaces provide yet another utility of polymorphism. Interfaces are closely related to abstract classes. In fact, an interface is usually defined as a class that consists of only pure virtual functions. A class that inherits from an interface and implements the pure virtual functions is said to implement the interface. Interfaces enforce contracts. That is, they say, all classes that inherit from me must implement my interface. In this way, other classes can be guaranteed that all subclasses of an interface implement the pure virtual functions of that interface. This allows software to call the methods of other objects without even knowing how they are implemented. Consequently, this leads to more general, expandable, and elegant software.